Hi everyone, my name is Jason from Duke's, your local city guide, and welcome to our second blog. We have the first one up, and we have the second one coming to you today, and I'm very, very excited to be sharing this blog with you, because we have a special guest today. I know all the guests are special, but you know, I really scored a real good gem this time. Jim Estill, who's the CEO of Danby, and the reason why we're filming a lot of these blogs is because there's a lot of businesses and organizations that are doing a lot of incredible things during the COVID-19 crisis. As of the time of the filming, we're still, you know, we're still head deep in this crisis. We haven't seen the other side. We definitely haven't come through, you know, the last half of the other side yet. So here we are sharing a lot of the stories that businesses and organizations are doing to give back and to contribute and have a positive contribution to the COVID-19 situation. And to that end, I'd like to welcome on Jim Estill. He's the CEO of Danby to our blog today. Thanks for joining us, Jim.
Well, thanks for having me, Jason.
Yeah, last time we got a chance to hang out, you know, was the beginning of March. I went for our, you know, our walking meeting, which I think is a fantastic idea. And then March break hit and the world seemingly turned on its ear. And here we are today amidst, you know, this COVID-19 situation, which I don't think any of us could have predicted.
No, absolutely not. You should have told me in March this was going to happen. I would have prepared differently.
Yeah, you know, I would have like gone shopping earlier, you know, avoid standing in line.
Exactly. But buy toilet paper.
Buy toilet paper. You know, we did joke how, you know, at least the air is going to get cleaner. And, you know, now the air is like really clean.
Oh, I don't think that the world could have done anything better for the environment than this.
True.
Like if you look at silver linings, that's one of the silver linings.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be one of the things that comes out of the outcome of this situation and this time in society is I think people will have discovered this whole like clean air idea and be like, you know, I kind of like that. You know, what can we do to continue this new legacy?
I think so completely. And we see, we're in Canada, we're in Guelph, so we actually have pretty good air quality anyways.
We do.
But there are other countries, India and places like that, that the smog is really, really bad. That's where you see a really, really noticeable difference. Yeah. But I'm an eco-environmental guy, and so I love what this is doing for the planet. That's good for that.
Yeah, silver lining indeed. So yeah, so Jim, tell me a little bit about Danby and, you know, what Danby normally does when, you know, there's not a pandemic in our midst.
Well, so Danby Appliances makes and sells bar fridges and freezers and wine coolers and appliances. And so normally we're selling appliances to appliance stores and to Costco and Home Depot and Lowe's and Amazon and whatnot. Normally that's our business. Mm-hmm. Then what happened is COVID happened. So we started working from home. We closed a couple of the factories. Our sales dried up a lot, except for freezers, which of course are through the roof. Nobody needs a wine cooler. You know, a wine cooler is sort of an optional purchase and whatnot. So bottom line is business was bad. And then I saw the need for ventilators, which basically people would show up in Italy at the hospital and they'd say, oh, you're 70 years old, great, go die in the hall. We don't have a space for a ventilator. So I saw the need and I'm an impatient entrepreneur guy. And I said, well, what can we do? And we decided to make ventilators. And so at the time it looked like ventilators were a high need. Now it looks like they're not as big a need, and people said, oh, you pivoted into ventilators. I don't even think it's a pivot, because a pivot to me would be, oh, we're gonna be a ventilator manufacturer. Right. Going forward, we're not going to be. Now, when we put our engineers and designers on to design a ventilator, I found out within like a week, hey, we can't do this. We lack the capability. So we partnered with ABS Friction and Crystal Fountain and JMP Solutions. And then ultimately we found an open source design from Medtronic and we needed a medical partner. So we partnered with Baylis Medical. So we're actually we're supplying the labor to do the assembly of these for Bayless. But that's what we're doing is we're assembling ventilators. We're still selling freezers and fridges. So come and buy your freezers and fridges. But
yeah, I might need a place to store my frozen veggies. So, you know, we might be in touch.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so that's really interesting. So you started this initiative called Ventilators for Canadians. you partnered with these other companies, ABS Friction, Crystal Fountains, JMP Solutions. And so you guys all have a piece of the project where collectively at the end of the day, you're able to provide ventilators and ventilator type equipment to those who need.
That's exactly what we did. Each of us have unique skills and resources. And so we all contribute our own skills and resources. So we're mostly doing ventilators. We're also doing a respirator. A respirator is different. It's like a suit that you wear that goes over your face that you breathe through a filter and you breathe out through a filter. So you could go into a toxic environment or for example, your example of the company that can't have their people working, you work side by side using a personal respirator. So we're just starting to produce those as well.
Huh. So how far have you gone in the process? Are the ventilators complete? Have they been distributed? Are you getting to where they need to go?
Yeah, the ventilators are not yet assembled. We're just in the process. We're setting up the factory. We have the contract though. So we're providing, the government has given us a very large contract to produce ventilators. So we're producing to that contract. Wow. The positive air pressure respirators, we have, it's just in for Health Canada approval right now. And so we're just starting to produce those as well.
And I find it amazing. You know, often we're very critical of how slow government moves and, you know, there's lots of, you know, creative commentary about government, but at least here in Canada, it's been very impressive how the government has been very, very responsive to the needs of Canadians. And recognizes, you know, what Canadians and companies and organizations such as yours have contributed. I know there's a video where Prime Minister Trudeau gave a mention to ventilators for Canadians, and we're actually going to play that for you right now.
19. We've already signed letters of intent with a number of partners to produce the things we need, and today we have more good news to share. We're working with Thornhill Medical, CAE, Ventilators for Canadians, and a group led by Starfish Medical to produce up to 30,000 made-in-Canada ventilators.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So, you know, Prime Minister Trudeau gave you a mention. Maybe when this is all over, he'll invite, you know, all you guys out for tea. Like, that'd be kind
of fun. Exactly. That's what we hope. Exactly. And we'll hope that we are going out for tea after this is all gone. Hopefully, and there will be post-pandemic business, post-pandemic world. So I that's the message for your listeners is it's there's life in pandemic and there's post-pandemic. Mm-hmm. And we can still be pretty grateful that our lives are still pretty good. Just that we can't go. It's not a big deal, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone struggles in a different way. And of course, struggle is always relative, right?
So, exactly. And as once said in the previous generations, people would be called to go to war, and that's what their calling was, and now we get called to sit on our couch, so we have it really tough.
Yeah, we get called to stay home and, you know, order in Uber Eats and watch a lot of Netflix.
Exactly.
Yeah, at the same time, you know, there's still a lot of struggles and people have lost their jobs and lots of, you know, relationship difficulties, and, you know, there are a lot of, you know, definitely a lot of struggles out there. But the COVID situation, how you and your organization have responded, this is not the first time that you've kind of identified and heeded the call. You know, as many of our viewers know, you're well known for your work that you did for Syrian refugees, helping bring families in. First, I believe it was a group of 50 families, and another group of 50 families. And again, the government, you know, you have the Order of Canada as recognition for all that amazing work. And it's amazing that, you know, people do this kind of work and contribute to society in a way that, you know, is far different than, you know, the average person out there and the average contribution. I'm just curious, you know, what's your why behind, you know, helping out Syrian refugees, creating ventilators for Canadians? What's the why that drives Jim?
Oh, I mean, it probably sounds arrogant, but I want to save the world. But you have to do it in the context of what are the pieces that I actually can do. So in the Syrian thing, helping bring in a few refugees and saving a few, that is sounds good. But what would really be the solution is let's solve the war. I wasn't able to solve the war. Same thing with ventilators. We're doing ventilators for Canadians. We're not doing ventilators for the United States or for other, or Italy. Italy and Spain, they both needed them badly, but even New York City needed ventilators. And now, fortunately, I'm not sure that Canada's going to need them. So to some extent, I'm hoping that our ventilators never actually need to get used, because even if you need a ventilator, you don't want to go on a ventilator.
No, you don't. And that's also kind of interesting that, you know, that all these resources and all this logistics is being put into place for the ventilator program, which, you know, we all hope never needs to be used, which is just like crazy, you know? So all that time, all that energy, all that money goes into something that we hope is never needed. But the fact is that if it was needed, that there was that supply chain in place that you positively contributed to fill that need if it were to occur, which is incredible.
Exactly, it's what I try to do.
Yeah. So what have you learned from the whole Ventilators for Canadians process? You know, you've done a lot of great things in the logistics side. Is there anything that you would do differently in the future? Hindsight is 2020, as we know.
Oh, I mean, right. You're right. Everything's hindsight's 2020. Like, I'm not sure in hindsight, I'm not sure we need the ventilators, but at the time I thought we thought that was the need, right? So that's what we, one thing I've learned from COVID and work at home, before work at home, I'm an old school guy. And I always said, no, you need to be in the office. And I liked having people in the office because I could walk around and talk to people. And I kind of was old school. I think after this, we're going to be, two-thirds of the people who work in the office will work at home. Of course, you can't work at home when you're working in a factory or driving a forklift, but we'll still have a somewhat of a work-at-home culture, because what I learned is that two-thirds of the people can work better at home than they do in the office, so yeah. Why not just keep working at home? Yeah. So that's the positive.
Huh. Yeah, I remember reading like 15 years ago when, you know, this idea of work at home was kind of becoming more popular, or, you know, pacing people for basically a four-day work week, but they would still work the equivalent of 40 hours because, just like, you know, when the long weekend comes up, everyone works that much harder because they're excited by it, right? And,
right.
You know, there's been a big stigma about working from home. I work from home. I've been doing it for over a decade now. And the stigma is, well, you know, people, they're going to be lazy. They're actually not going to get their work done. And as we've seen through COVID, and just like you said, like, the work does get done. It works for the majority of people. And why not continue that? You know, it might make people happier, less resource, like administrative office requirements. And like, it can potentially be like a nice win-win, environmental win, a lot less commuting, you know, remote meeting, just like this one. So yeah, I think the world has learned a lot of positive possibilities for how we all work and interact with each other going forward.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, some people, like you say, oh, people aren't going to work when they're working at home. Some people you almost have to go the other way and say, listen, it's 10 o'clock at night. You don't, you shouldn't be working.
Yeah. Yeah. Senior manager, I appreciate that email you sent to me, but you know, it was 1:20 in the morning. You know, you might want to get some sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very interesting. So yeah. So Ventilators for Canada, one of the greatest ideas that hopefully we will never need.
Exactly.
Fantastic. All right. So thank you very much, Jim. Again, this is Jason from Dukes, your local city guide. If you're watching this video anywhere else, but on our website, head on over to dukes.city. That's dux.city. Click on blog. You'll find the blog post there for Danby. And in the blog post, we'll post a link to Ventilators for Canadians. You can check out their website. They have a video on there. You can check out what they're doing. Find out more. Jim, if there's a way that a company wants to contribute or help you guys out in a way, they can get in touch through the website, I imagine. Is that the best
way? Absolutely. I have this test. If you can't get a hold of me with Google, then you're not good enough to get a hold of me, because it's Jim Estill, Danby Appliances. I'm pretty public about my email address and stuff.
Yeah, that's a great litmus test. Find us on Google, maybe.
Exactly.
All right, well, thanks very much, Jim. Again, Jason with Dukes, your local city guide, and everyone out there, keep sharing and supporting the local goodness. We will get through this. We will get to the next normal, and we'll talk to you then. Cheers.
Thanks, Jason.